My name is Edgar Zwirgstinch. I'm a designer, and here you are looking at my grandfather's collection of radio amateur cards. Or it was not even a collection, it was their library of connections made across the world. I think for me it was amazing because I saw all my childhood, I saw these cards sitting in this cabinet made for them. And I would take one or two out, but once I had to move out the collection from the house when my grandpa died, I understood what kind of like material this is. This is an archive of this ephemerical material, which is a little like a snapshot of graphic design and art and this state in which we see here in like 60s, 70s. And whenever someone over the somewhere around the world, you make a connection, you send your station code to that connection. And you write down, for example, what time, what kind of technical aspects of the connection made around the world, the wavelength and things like that. And you write down with which station you have connected. Then you send it to the central like bureau, which sends it further to, for example, these came all through Moscow. Because they didn't know the exact address where they were sending, but they were sending it to the connection on the other side of the world. There are a lot of like self-made cards or ones which you can see that they have either gone to an artist to produce it for them, because this was their business card. This was something which a lot of them were really proud about. And you see some like, for example, screen printing techniques using metal ink, which you think, wow, they had gone out and spent quite a bit of money to have this really nice card printed. Whereas someone used an advertisement card for radio technicians' batteries, Varta batteries, which is interesting as well.
Yeah, and these are like mass made. These are like from Soviet, you get these kind of like, for example, propaganda. From Soviet Union, you don't see a lot of custom made. You either have low budget handmade, which they basically had drawn, for example, using ball pen themselves, all of the graphs there and things like that. But
from what I spoke to my grandfather, I know that they couldn't talk about politics because of the USSR. So I don't know how it was on the in the Western world, but here you spoke about the weather, which is kind of funny. I know that they had learned to beep in Morse code one of the Latvian songs, which they were allowed to do, so they would just beep out that. Well, my grandpa, he was basically maths and physics teacher, and he taught a couple of other subjects, and he ended up starting a computer class there as well. So it's like early computers, which were in TV screens and you could connect. They did speak as well. Here is Cornish amateur radio station, G3XBR. And they're saying, very pretty voice. Do please send me your QSL card, which is these cards, Dyna, for my DXCC, all yours. So obviously he spoke to a girl from using this radio. But how that would sound is like two Morse codes beeping at each other. So that's, for us, it would be amusing to listen even to that. For me, I think it kind of reminds me of when I was a kid, when I first got the internet. I really like going on Internet Relay Chat, which is IRC. And basically, it was a way how to connect to a lot of people from around the world in an instantaneous way. Maybe today that could be Reddit or I wouldn't say Facebook, because you're limited to your friends and friends of friends, but somewhere where you can basically are thrown into this huge mass of people who you can find like-minded people. So I think if we think of like Reddit, which has overtaken in a way IRC or forums, then yeah, that could be like those aspects.